So everybody, I guess most everybody knows that the reason why I haven't done a show in the past couple of weeks. And, you know, a brother of mine, as Big Fatty told me to do, Big Fatty said to clarify myself. On the next podcast that I do. And I can hear Whitney singing on the TV.
Clutch the pearls.
So, yeah, the Grammys, I guess, are already on.
Now, what was that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I can hear Big Fatty singing on the TV.
That's all, folks.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4744 of the FO for Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, we're going to have a little technology segment. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it sounds like he had phlegm in his throat.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Fat One.
Big Fatty, those other people were talking in the background. And taxing good morning to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Soundtrackers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, your soundtrackers today, because y'all don't know if you listen to the enormous little show, but y'all, it was evidently time for their semi-annual little show that they put out, and y'all, one of the segments they have on there is the soundtrack of their lives, and y'all, for this latest episode, this was Harley's selection, y'all, I'm delighted, just delighted. So we're gonna play a little bit extra of music today, just for Harley. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And you know, y'all, this is, did you know it's the theme to Captain Kangaroo, but did you know the name of the song is actually Puffin' Billy? Yes, Big Fatty, yes, old Billy, he's a puffin'. Y'all, you know they have a lot of puffins in the Faroe Islands. Oh, Big Fatty, how is Miss Beaver? I play what do I play with her? I play the Words with Friends. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, before we get into all of that, y'all wishing us a good morning, my hearty, today. First up, y'all, that was Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and following him, his husband, Tommy. Yes, Big Fatty, he didn't like the sound of my voice. Well, you know, he may have gotten a little more used to it by now. Oh, okay. And y'all, finally, y'all, that was the one and only Durwood. Big Fatty, I thought I heard a pocketbook open. So, anyway, y'all, I want you to just sit back and enjoy a little bit extra of Puffin' Billy. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you. happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 15th of April, y'all, it's a very important anniversary, y'all. These two just said good morning, everybody, just moments ago. Y'all known them both for years and years and years, they're over there in the Atlanta. Actually, they're up in a city north of Atlanta called Cumming.
Oh, Big Fatty, not that kind of Cumming.
No, but y'all and y'all, they've been here to the villa. They've stayed here. They've been to the Metropolis in the Midlands. They've been to the Pride 48s. Y'all, they've basically done it all. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, if you hadn't figured it out by now, there's something wrong with you. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the happy couple, Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy Big Fatty. We love not C-U-N-T, Country West, and Tommy, we do indeed. So, y'all, if you see them on the inner tubes, wish them a happy anniversarium.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all also on tax day, y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have known this man for many years. Y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, he is part of the horror club. Y'all, he goes to many events over at the Minimalist and Incumbents. Y'all, he's been to the Pride 48. Has he been to Pride 48? Yes, he's been to Pride 48 in New Orleans. Yes, we've been. And he's here every week at Four Right at Fatty's. In fact, y'all, we celebrated his celebration of exiting the birth canal last Four Right. Y'all, there's a reason he's called Pocketbook, y'all. He's just as generous and kind as they come. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Durwood. Big Fatty, we love Durwood. We do. So, y'all, I don't know if Durwood is on the social medias or not, but y'all, if you have his number, send him a testimonium and wish him a happy piece of cake. Oh, but he doesn't eat cake because, you know, he's not eating the carbs and the sugars.
Hold on, we can fix that. Let me just fix that really fast. Hold on.
Break it, fix it, trash it,
I can't. I was saying, hold on, on top of that. So let me get a clean plate. You know, we're professionals here, Adam. Let me get a clean plate for Big Fat.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Big Fatty, I'm just overcome with professionalism. It's true, y'all. I was looking at one of the iPhone, the Apple Snack iPhone updates. Y'all, there was a big update. Tuesday afternoon, y'all. I knew it was coming because all the apps were updating themselves. And the new update came, but y'all, I think this was there before the update on Tuesday. Y'all, you know, a lot of states are going to a digital driver's license, digital ID, and not all states, but And y'all, I was today years old when I learned that even if your state doesn't participate in that program, y'all, if you have a passport, oh yes, Big Fatty, a world traveler, if you have a passport, you can get an official ID added to your cellular telephonic device. You have to go over there to the digital wallet, and you have to push the plus button to add one, and then it says something like licenses or IDs or something like that, and you click on that. And then you click for digital ID, and you have to scan your passport picture page, and then you have to put your cellular device up against the where they've got the embedded chip with your information on it, and it the iPhone reads that chip, and then you have to verify your current face with your passport face. So it's kind of like setting up Face ID on your iPhone, and you have to look, and it takes the picture, and then I think I had to close my eyes until it vibrated, and then I had to turn my head to the left until it vibrated, and it seems like there was something else I had to do, but and y'all, it goes in and it verifies everything, and y'all, then it pops up there at the top of your wallet. It's a USA identification. So y'all, it's an easy way to carry your ID with you when you don't have your charger plates and all with you, your purse, your man purse. Oh yes, Big Fatty, don't leave home without it. It's true. Bet lots of money that you would have played the Fatty the Pooh bumper today. Well, I don't have much content. I usually do that, but I didn't. But, okay, Big Fatty, the calm, happy music. It's true. Let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. I did watch a couple of more episodes of the Heartstopper. And y'all, it's kind of like Archer was with me because you know I was watching the Heartstopper, and then there was an Apple Snack update. I mean, it was Archer Remembrance Day. Oh yes, Big Fatty, ARD, odd, almost hard, but not anymore. Anyway, watch that, and y'all. Then I switched it over to the news with Tom Yamas on the NBC, and then the wheel was on. I was piddling around doing something. I don't remember what it was, but y'all. Then the Jeopardy came on, and y'all, the guy is still on there. I think he's like on his 23rd or 24th day. He's over $600,000. And y'all, he's just annihilating the contestants that come on to challenge him. And y'all, it doesn't matter what the category is. He seems to know most everything. Now, he did get a couple of things wrong on the Monday show. But y'all, he was so far ahead of everybody else that it didn't matter. And then after that, y'all, it was switched it over to the Braves division to watch the Atlanta Braves. And y'all, I watched it till about the sixth inning, and y'all they were behind, and then they caught up, and then the fish, you know, that's the Miami team, they went ahead again, y'all, and the Braves ended up getting the ass beat, but y'all slept like a baby, went into the upper 50s on Monday night. Y'all got up Tuesday morning, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, before I even got out of the gym, y'all, I was looking at the cellular telephonic device. Y'all, by the way, do you, when you wake up in the morning, are your eyelids kind of crusty or just gooey or something like that? It's like dried tears or something. Oh yes, Big Fatty, it's the dry tears of the evening. No, well, y'all, I've gotten to where before I go to bed, I just take water and I just rub underneath my eyelids and all. And y'all, during the day, the pollen and all kinds of stuff like that build up. And I've noticed that since I've been doing that before I go to bed, that the eye goop, but it's just kind of crusty, if you will. Oh yes, Big Fatty, like a clown. And y'all, it's helped a great deal. So put that in your put a pin in that. Okay, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I wake up and y'all, I have an e-letter from the company History by Mail. And y'all, I subscribed to this service. It was probably a year ago around this time. And y'all, I got a couple of the mailings, but y'all, it just wasn't what I was expecting. And they had a guarantee that if you didn't like it, they would refund your unused balance. So I did that last year, told them I wanted to cancel it and all. Well, y'all, this morning, your renewal has been processed and charged to your American's Express. And y'all, I was right there in the bed, had to put on the orange hat, sent an old man e-letter to him. And y'all, within a few hours, I had been credited, and they says this will not happen again. We're sorry. And so anyway, y'all went out on my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres. Y'all went to senior size class. Y'all, we got shirts. We got, it's kind of a sage green. In fact, I'm going to put a picture of our shirts up on the WWW at noon today. Came home, watched The Price is Right. Y'all cooked a couple of smash burgers on the grill. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, I see. Big Fatty, if you had asked me at the beginning of the little show if you could fill this 20 minutes, I would have said, no way in hell, but you did it. Y'all also got a message from my lady friend over at Shady Pines. Y'all, she's had some sort of a reaction to a new medication, so she canceled on me this Tuesday. So we'll just try again next Tuesday. I just told her, see you next Tuesday, Big Fatty. That's vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Gay Country Boy and Wes. Is there anything that you really like about the BFO?
And I can hear Big Fatty singing on the TV.
That's all, folks. Oh, yes. Well, you speak Igpe Latine.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.